If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to grow your own real estate empire. You're right, man. DIY real estate empire. But before we get started, hey, just want to check in with everybody and see how you're all doing. I hope you guys are still pumped and just moving forward. There are a lot of great deals out there, a lot of great opportunities. Interest rates are at record lows here. I mean, we've got all kinds of good things going in our favor. Just a shout out to Ian, who is buying his second property in Dayton, Ohio. Congratulations, Ian. I am totally stoked for you. And this guy is just like going 90 miles an hour, moving forward, investing and taking it real seriously, doing a great job. So, hey, you know, keep up the good work. And those of you out there that are doing great things, I still want to hear those stories. If you guys want to take the time to send me an email, would love to read them on the air and share them with our fellow old dogs here. But hey, if you don't want to, that's okay too. Everybody's busy. It's crazy time. I don't even want to get into the whole crazy time aspect of what's going on right now. Just looking at real estate and looking at how promising things are there. So tip of the week, here we go. Those of you that have listened to the show quite a bit know that I'm a big fan of solo 401ks. Okay, these are amazing, and a lot of people just don't even look at them because they think, oh well, I've got a W-2 job, I can't get a solo 401k, or I've got an IRA and I can't get one. Well, think again. There's a lot that people don't know about 401ks. I mean, some of the cool things about it is that it doesn't require a custodian like you have with a self-directed IRA. You basically have a checkbook to access your funds. You can immediately access funds very quickly. If you see a hot property and you want to move on it, you don't have to submit a form and wait for approval. You just write a check, boom, and you can get that deposit in for that property. Also, you can be a W-2 employee and get a solo 401k. I'm not going to get all the technicalities of it, but it is not difficult to do if you're a serious real estate investor. Also, you can contribute a lot more in 401ks, like something like $24,000 per year. At least that's what it used to be, probably higher. You can borrow against it, 50% of your balance. There's just a lot of great stuff on solo 401ks. So I'm going to link in the show notes to some of our shows where we've talked about solo 401ks, and there'll also be information there too, places you can get them and so forth. But definitely a winning deal if you're investing and you like to do self-directed investing, which is a smart way to be able to do it to keep your tax bill down and so forth. So just a good tip of the week. Let's get into our topic, how to grow your own real estate empire. Now, this sounds kind of funny and kind of ominous. I know whenever you use a word like empire, you think the Empire Strikes Back or something. But no, I mean, we're talking about building up a nice portfolio that is going to not only last you through your retirement, but can also be a legacy you can hand down to your family. And so an empire, it is one of those terms you can describe according to your particular definition, but basically it's something that is a solid grouping of investments that can provide you steady cash flow, will increase in equity over time, and to be able to benefit you. Now, more millionaires have been made in real estate than in all industrial investments combined. Can you believe that? Investing in real estate has several financial benefits, including positive cash flow, tax benefits, leverage, and property appreciation. We talk about all this stuff all the time. Therefore, building a real estate empire is an ideal way to become wealthy and fund your retirement. However, many people who attempt to invest in real estate get stuck on income property number one, two, or maybe three, and then they just don't go any further. Well, building a real estate empire doesn't have to take a lifetime. You could actually do something pretty quickly, depending on your strategy and your approach. So let's take a look at that. Even with little or no money, you can still become a millionaire in real estate. I know that sounds like such a infomercial there, but you can. Yeah, when you're talking, large multis, you're talking millionaire almost overnight in many cases, if you look at the value of that property that you've invested in. I know guys who have basically had nothing, and then they started wholesaling, for example, because wholesaling, you can get into it with almost no money whatsoever. All you got to do is find somebody has a house to sell and find a buyer, and boom, you get the little markup in between. And they've started in that process as their cash grew and they began to wholesale more and more. Then they started to have excess cash. And so they started to take, let's say, the fifth house that they found. Instead of wholesaling it, they would buy it as a rental property. And then they would wholesale for more, and then they'd buy another house. And I mean, there's a lot of different approaches that people have used. And as their income grew, they could start backing away from wholesaling and start living on the rental property income. So there are a lot of different approaches. Some will mix in flipping there. Maybe they'll wholesale flip, and then they'll buy, or they'll flip flip and buy. I mean, there's a lot of different approaches that people have tried when they didn't have a lot of money to get started. You just need to take the time to really learn the various strategies out there and to be able to build that foundation. You need the right approach and you need to be committed. This podcast is really about, just how to grow an empire on your own and to become financially free through the cash flow from that empire. Now, 2020 is a great year to get that first step. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, there are record low interest rates right now, so that's really good. There's all kinds of loan products out there, and there are opportunities there to be able to get properties a little bit easier than there were before. So here are some of the fundamental steps to get that empire going. Okay, number one, get yourself educated. Now, this is a big duh for a lot of you, but you really do have to research and learn about real estate investing ahead of time. Even before you think of buying your first investment property, commit to expanding your skill sets, okay? And look at what do you need to know to be a good real estate investor. Many real estate investors fail to grow their real estate investment portfolios because they sort of lack the knowledge to be able to expand. They kind of get overwhelmed with the properties they have and they get stuck. Well, you can soak up information from real estate books, blogs, webinars, podcasts like this one, seminars, YouTube videos, and so forth. It is not possible to know entirely everything with regard to real estate investing, of course, and you're never going to know everything. However, if you take the time, sort of the first steps towards buying an income property, once you are confident that you understand the ins and outs of real estate investing, that's how you get started. This way, you'll be able to avoid costly mistakes that hinder you from successfully building your real estate empire. You know, another thing that helps out is getting a good mentor, to have someone there that's been there and done that can help you avoid some of the dilemmas and some of the problems that you might run into early on. But the key thing in this research stage of it, of getting yourself educated, is don't get caught up in analysis paralysis. Sometimes you realize, oh my gosh, there's so much to know. I'll never know it all. And you're trying to learn, you know, in 4 years or by, and you've read every real estate book and watched every YouTube video and listened to every podcast. But, you know, there's a certain point where you have to get going. And so the next step, number two, is really important, and that's setting clear goals. Having concrete investment goals is essential before you start building a real estate empire. What do you want to get out of your real estate investments? This is what you will use to formulate your course of action, keep you focused, and help you monitor your success. I've always talked about your why. Why are you doing this in the first place? What is your goal? And have a good understanding of that. Having clear goals in mind will help you decide the right type of property for you, the number of properties you need to invest in, and the real estate market that will be best for you to achieve your goals. Remember, the more specific your goals are, the easier it'll be to achieve them. I used to factor for myself, for example, when I set my goal of 1,000 units in 6 years, was cash flow of $100 per door, which is, you know, pretty low, but it's obtainable. And what I, you know, as I got into it and started buying properties, I realized, hey, you know, I'm averaging about $200-$300 a door here. I'm going to get to my goal faster than I thought. But, you know, start conservative, get a goal so you don't get discouraged. And as you start to move forward, you'll see, yeah, you can do a little bit better. You can tweak things here and there too. There's a way you can increase rent and reduce expenses. Okay, let's go to number three, explore financing options. And this is a really important one. I think it's something that's overlooked by a lot of people. They think, well, let's concentrate on the properties, analyzing properties and markets, and they kind of miss this altogether. But finding investment property financing is one of the most, I would say, important and challenging parts of real estate investing. Before you start hunting for your first deal, you'll want to have a good idea of how much you can afford and how you will get the financing you need to acquire those properties. Investment property financing could be very tricky, and it holds lots of surprises. Whether you are financing through cash financing, private money lenders, home equity loans, real estate partnerships, seller financing, conventional mortgages, or whatever, you need to study mortgage banking and financing like a science, and just really dig into it to understand what's involved and what types of loans there are and what are the requirements for certain loans and all the details. Choosing the wrong investment property financing option could adversely affect your investment goals. You know, you've got to compare different financing options to find one that is best for your current situation. The right financing for you will depend on the loan type, your eligibility, loan term, interest rate, costs, and loan amount. Ensure you have enough money for a down payment and know your credit score. Also, talk to different lenders to see what loan you qualify for. Now, this is a key thing. Talk to a lot of lenders, mortgage bankers, local banks. I mean, there's a lot of different avenues that you can go through. People that are building a portfolio in a certain area, especially if it's an area you live, you look for a local bank. That's the best thing. And then you get a relationship going with a banker, and then they'll help you to build your whole portfolio. And you know, if you're an out-of-town investor, you can also find local banks in the area you're investing in, but it might be a little trickier. So you have to look at other avenues. I've had Michael Becker on my show since early on in my podcast, and if you haven't heard of him or any of the shows he's been on, I'll put some links in the show notes so that you can listen to some of those shows. But he's got a great story. I mean, here's a guy. I think the first show I had him on, he had acquired 3,000 units in 3 years. Okay, and now, you know, he's on his way to 10,000. So, you know, I mean, this is pretty amazing. But besides being being just a great guy with incredible instinct and just a bright guy, one of his biggest strengths was the fact that he was a mortgage banker before he became an investor, which is really interesting because he knew all the inside outs. Should I say? I don't know how to say that. Okay. He knew all the inside outs of investing in, okay, sorry, Tim, make it through, help me get through this. Okay. He knew everything about lending. I mean, all the loan products. And he not only that, but he was doing the underwriting on these loans. So he knew that part of it as well. So he was able to get this good idea of what bank loans to get and which ones you shouldn't get and what it would take to qualify for this and so forth. So he had that background, but he also had some motivation while he was the mortgage banker too, because he would have these clients, you know, from California and other places. He's in Texas. And they'd be buying the properties and you'd see these guys making these insane profits. And he was going, what am I doing? You know? And so that's when he moved into investing from the mortgage banking side. But his knowledge really helped him to excel fast in that place. So again, a real key, explore financing options, become a student of mortgage financing for properties, especially investment properties. Number four. Choose an investment strategy. To build a real estate empire and reach your investment goals, you really need to have a strategy. Now, there are many real estate investing strategies that you can use to make money in real estate. Picking the best strategy for you will help you design your path, maintain your focus, and move past your first income property to build your real estate empire relatively smoothly. Now, some of the strategies that people have used, and I kind of touched on them a little bit, are, you know, like I mentioned, wholesaling and fix and flip. But there's also creative ways to get into properties using no money down, things like seller financing strategies. Or you can invest in other types of real estate and acquire properties that way. I know people that have invested in notes and liens, and they're, when properties default, instead of selling the property or selling the note, they'll hold on to the property. And then that's kind of their first leg in. Some people are hard money lenders. And then there's things like lease options. And of course, there's just the old buy and hold strategy. So the idea is to understand how you're going to get into it. Now, maybe you've got just a great nest egg that'll help you to acquire that first property, and then maybe you can leverage off of that property to acquire another property. Maybe you're going to partner with people. Maybe you're going to syndicate at some point to get larger properties. So understanding your investment strategy is key. Number five, acquire your first investment property. And this is the hardest step for a lot of people. And I've done a lot of podcasts on this and how important it is to just do it. Once you have everything in place, then you need to take the action to realize your dream of building a real estate empire. A journey of 1,000 miles, they say, starts with a single step. Building wealth with real estate is not going to take a day. The key is starting out small and building up from there. Now, I'm going to qualify that by saying I have interviewed numerous people that didn't take that advice, where their first property, for example, was a 200-unit apartment building. So starting small, I felt most comfortable with, and it helped me to learn a lot about investing, working with smaller properties that had less risk involved. But there are those opportunities out there and some great programs you can get into where you can actually acquire these larger apartment buildings first property out of the chute. The idea of buying an investment property can be daunting for first-time real estate investors. So how do you go about it? Well, the first thing you should know is that the performance of your first investment property will greatly influence your success as a real estate investor. This is because it will influence your ability to buy a second property. There are many investment properties for sale in the real estate market. However, not all properties are the same. You should aim with for properties that have positive cash flow. I mean, never do a break even or, heaven forbid, a negative. I mean, we talk about it here at the Old Dogs REI Network, and cash flow is king. And we say that for a reason, because that is your buffer for a lot of things. Make sure you've got the right knowledge and tools, but you've got to look for that profitable investment. Be sure to check out some of the great free online real estate investment tools available out there. And there's a lot of them available. You can get information on markets as well online. Some great information, latest research on trends happening in different parts of the country. Just some of the places that I frequent are, BiggerPockets.com, MashVisor, Investopedia, even BankRates.com has good stuff. There's census.gov and other places where you can find out market information. You'll be able to run the concrete numbers to see how well an income property will perform financially. So some of the key metrics you can calculate with some of these online tools, including things like rental income, cash flow, cash on cash return, cap rate, a lot of great stuff, even Airbnb occupancy rates. I mean, all that is available free online. Number six, build a team of real estate professionals. This is key. Whether you're locally investing, in your own backyard or out of state, this is really, really key, especially if you don't want to do all the day-to-day stuff that's involved with properties. Outsourcing will save you from many of the headaches of managing rentals. I have property managers. I've shared my frustrations with the property managers, but the bottom line is that they do buffer you from a lot of the problems that day-to-day management entails. So there are some benefits, but you also want to get yourself some good real estate agents and brokers that are going to bring you good deals, have good accountant, good attorneys, mortgage brokers, home inspectors, etc. Hiring professional property management is really crucial, I think, even if you're local. Some people, I want to manage my own property. If it's a small property, it's probably not a big deal. But as you start to grow your portfolio and you get a lot more properties or a lot more doors, then it gets a little bit nebulous there. The idea is to get that team in place. You can use people offshore. We talked about that, where you can use virtual assistants to handle paperwork or create websites or whatever you need to do. Number seven, buy more investment properties. This is the key. Is the secret to building a real estate empire is knowing how and when to buy multiple rental properties. Ask any real estate mogul for advice on how to build a real estate empire, and they'll probably mention to you that they're always in the acquisition mode, always looking for new properties, always looking for new opportunities, and all that to grow that empire. So buying the first investment property is usually the hardest part. If you successfully complete that hurdle, there are a number of routes you can take to acquire more investment properties and build your own real estate empire. Upon leverage, you can use leverage or OPM, they call it other people's money, owner financing, and many other strategies that can help you to achieve your goal of creating a real estate empire. Saving up to buy a second property may take you many years. To speed up the growth of your real estate empire, you can leverage your home. Let's say your home equity, get a HELOC, for example, to access funds and to help you to get ahead on that. And you can pay down as quickly as your cash flow comes in, depending if you're working or if you're retired already. You can also use positive cash flow from existing properties to fund your next investment. Just repeat the process and acquire multiple rental properties. However, remember to always seek out to find, compare, and analyze the best income properties for your real estate investment. In other words, don't just buy to buy, but always be looking for those good properties. I always like to look for what I call the diamonds in the rough, the ones that other people don't find or don't know about that have great potential. With income properties, each generating positive cash flow, you'll be able to create what we've referred to on this show as, that great ATM cash machine, so to speak, that just keeps pumping out cash every month, whether you're sleeping or awake. It just keeps coming. You can keep on growing your real estate empire over time and invest in even bigger projects with higher profits. However, keep in mind that with bigger projects, there are bigger risks, and you need to educate yourself as you go along. Number eight, diversify your portfolio. It can be tempting to acquire the same type of investment property in the same neighborhood that you bought your first property, or your second, or your third. However, the real estate market is usually dynamic, and especially, neighborhood to neighborhood, things can change, and you don't want to get stuck in a bad neighborhood with all your investments. It's better to spread things out if you can. You may find it hard to find tenants in certain areas if there's a downturn in that area. So you want to try to diversify. And some people will diversify by buying different types of properties. You know, they'll buy single family homes, they'll do multifamily, they'll do trailer parks, they'll do storage. You know, I tend to like to focus in the same area, but it's just different for each person. So the bottom line here is making money in real estate involves more than just buying a single investment property. That's just going to kind of frustrate you, I think, because it's just not going to produce enough to make much of a difference. You need to grow. For some learning how to build a real estate empire, you'll realize that it takes good planning, relevant knowledge, a lot of effort, and consistency. There's no secret to being a successful real estate investor. You just have to do the work, follow the right steps, and never give up. Of course, I would say if you've reached your goal or surpassed your goal, then you can give up and then you can just sit back and reap the rewards. But to get there, you need to be persistent and don't get discouraged. And, as we say on the show, you know, just keep moving forward. Well, that's it for today, old dogs. Please note to everything presented here, and there will be some links that you might want to access here in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled How to Grow Your Own Real Estate Empire. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king in real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.